The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Paul Smith is the head gardener in Shinrone in County Offaly. I assume, Paul, it's the Royal Horticultural Society of Ireland at Belfield in Shinrone. Maybe you just tell us where you work.
Yeah, so I work in what is now known as RHSI Belfield. It was left in 2021 by the last owner, Angela Dupe, to the Royal Horticulture Society of Ireland, the RHSI, to become a training garden. So we've got 2 acre wall garden, we've got woodland, we've got a little bit of bogland, pasture, just 30 acres in total here, but it's a site with lots happening and we're always doing something new. So we're a training garden, really.
You're a busy man. So we want to talk about sweet pea, but it's not like a pea, it's a flower.
Exactly. And I guess the word pea will throw people a little bit, but anyone who has grown them or can, people often remember them from childhood. A bunch of sweet peas are one of those things you bring in midsummer and really just fill the room with the most gorgeous scent. And they're very easy to grow. They're what we call a hardy annual. And when you see hardy annual, it basically means you can plant them out directly and they won't be affected by frost. And they are now at their full peak of blooming. And I don't know if you grow them, Ivan, but they
are. No, Deirdre is an avid gardener. And do they climb up the wall?
Yes. So they're a climbing annual as well, which is even more unusual. So they actually have little tendrils. And if you have some sort of support, usually a cane, a bit of old hazel or birch, something like that, or even a bit of netting on a wigwam, anything like that at all, they will climb up it. They'll do their own thing. And they just produce flowers pretty much from this time now, earlier on in June even, right until the frosts happen. And the best thing you can do is pick the flowers. The more you pick the flowers, the more they will bloom. They're one of those things that just keep
growing. And sorry, what do you start with? Seeds or a plant? And is there a perennial? Does it come back each year?
No, so it's an annual plant. So it only flowers and does its thing in 1 year. We kind of call annuals plants that live fast, die young. They do everything in one season. So they will flower, they'll reproduce seed, and they'll set seed for next year. So you buy the seeds generally in springtime and you sow them. Or if you're really keen, you can actually sow them in the autumn time for very, very early flowers. You put them in the ground. They germinate fairly quickly. You can soak them in water because they're quite a big seed. They're like a pea, but they're not an edible pea. And they'll germinate fairly fast. And up they go. 1 year they'll grow and then they'll be all gone by the end of the season. You can get perennial sweet peas. But the disadvantage with those is they don't actually have any scent, which is the whole reason I find for growing them. So if you want one for really highly scented, get the annual ones.
Okay. No, they're a beautiful plant and all different colours. Now, I'm going to put you through your paces because my screen is lit up with a dozen questions here. I planted a Portuguese laurel hedge 2 years ago, but some of it didn't grow because the ground became very wet. What hedging plants would you recommend to fill the gaps?
Ooh, wet ground is a tricky one, particularly for evergreen hedging. Very few evergreen plants will do well in wetter ground. So I would say you're better off address the fact that it's wet, maybe put in a little bit of drainage and avert the water to go elsewhere. Putting in other plants in a hedge that's already got Portuguese laurel may look a bit odd. So I would be for improving the conditions there if the rest of the hedge is okay and actually putting in.
Okay, Peter in Carrigtwohill asks, I recently received a full standard bay tree, but it's been sitting in water for over a month and the leaves have dried out and a lot have fallen off. Will it recover?
You've put it through its paces. That's killing a plant with kindness. You've basically drowned it. And believe it or not, roots need to breathe and roots need air. And if you have it sitting in a bucket of water, that water has gone a little bit stagnant. There's been no air getting to those roots and you're kind of killing it. From the ground up. So first of all, get it out of that bucket as fast as you can. Make sure that the roots aren't too badly rotten. You might have to break them apart, put them into a new pot. I would pot it into fresh compost, but make sure you don't sit a plant like that in water. Bay trees are not one to sit in water. They're a Mediterranean plant. They come from the side of the hill up in, you know, Mediterranean slopes. They don't need their feet wet. So yeah, take it out of the bucket.
I had a fairly extensive white spot fungus infection. That's nasty. In potatoes, in a raised garden. I harvested recently and managed to save the crop. But I'd like to get advice. I would like to plant potatoes in this bed. So how do you get rid of the spot white fungus infection?
Potatoes, it's been a tough year for them. I've actually failed with potatoes. I've put my hands up. I'm a gardener and I've managed to kill a crop of potatoes this year. But it's challenging weather conditions, perfect fungal conditions with all this damp. The white spotted one, it possibly affects the tubers and the leaves of it. Blight, of course, is the big one, which is also a fungal infection. I would say I would not like to replant potatoes in that same patch of ground. I would rotate them. So by that, we mean don't plant potatoes in the same place for a number of years, particularly if you know they've got a disease already, because you're asking for more disease buildup.
If you prune a rhododendron, will it flower again?
Yes. Make sure, though, that you prune it immediately after it flowers, because it needs to be pruned just as the flowering is finished, and don't prune too hard. If you prune it too hard, it will not flower again for possibly up to 2 or 3 years, but it will reflower if you prune it.
Can I plant potatoes or other veg for Christmas? And where can I get seed potatoes at this time of year?
Yeah, in fact, it's a bit early, believe it or not. But generally in August, some of the garden centres will have potatoes for sale. I've seen them occasionally. Or you can go maybe to some of the online suppliers and you can just basically plant them like you are in springtime. You've got a polytunnel or a glass house, put them in a couple of bags or old dustbins in there and grow them. They'll be that bit easier. But yeah, you can put them outside in August, no problem.
Now, my cabbages are getting eaten alive. I used slug tox thinking it was slugs, but I'm now seeing little caterpillars on the leaves. Is there a remedy?
The cabbage white caterpillar. It's out in force. Beautiful little white butterflies that are going around, but they will munch and destroy them all. The remedy is to take the caterpillars away because they're the ones that do the damage. The butterflies just lay the caterpillar larvae. But you will just have to treat the caterpillar. Fairy washing up liquid tends to be a good thing, a solution.
Finally, another first world problem. I have rambling buttercup in a flower bed and it's now spread into my lawn. What's the best way to get rid of it?
Dig. If it's in the flower bed on the lawn, there are specific chemicals that will kill them. I'm not one to advocate using chemicals in a situation like that. Perfectly honest, I don't mind buttercup in the lawn. I think it's quite pretty. I'd take it out of the border, but I'd let it go into the lawn because it's a damp year and it loves damp weather. It's perfect conditions, so there's not a whole lot you'll be able to do to get rid of it.
Well, fair play to you, Paul. You're very ambidextrous on all of these. Head gardener in the Belfield Garden, which you can visit at Training Garden in Shinrone in County Offaly. Beautiful part of the world. Paul Smith, thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.